When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
We thank Allah for the blessing of ilm, for the blessing of knowledge, for the blessing of the masjid, for the blessing of salah, for the blessing of taqwa. May Allah grant us all taqwa. Allahumma ameen. Seeing what's happening around in the Muslim ummah and in the entire world, what you've seen recently happening in Iran, what you've seen happening in Palestine, the oppression in the entire world, and especially in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course, it does affect the living hearts of the individuals of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It brings pain to the hearts of the free people and the living people and the human beings who are really and truly human beings. Seeing this oppression sometimes beside the pain makes us feel that we are useless. Makes us feel that we are far away from achieving victory. But the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated for us and shown us the route and the ways forward. Already 1400 years ago, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied the stages that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come through, including the stage of istidaf, the stage of weakness that the ummah will be in. One of the famous ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about khilafah. How will the khilafah develop and when it will go? And in that hadith he says, in its meaning, that the nubuwa will remain for some time and then Allah Azza wa Jal will lift it up by the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that the khilafah will remain for some time and then Allah will lift it up. And then after that it will be rule of dictatorships and it will remain for some time. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will lift it up and it will return back khilafatan ala minhajin nubuwa, khilafah following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Currently where we are in the latest stages. The latest stages of al-hukm al-jabri, that dictatorship rules in the Muslim ummah specifically. This weakness. But seeing that, we need to be bricks in the re-establishment of the khilafah that's still coming, inshallah. And we need to understand where to start and how to start. Because the fast we realize where to start, the fast we can put our foot in the right direction, the fast we will achieve that and we will make this happening all over. Where to start? We're not going to reinvent the wheel. We already have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example. How to start? How did he start? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started as one individual, one man. He changed the face of the entire earth. As an individual, he started sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this shows the power of fixing yourself first and starting with yourself first as an individual. And Allah said it in the Quran, affirming on that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah won't change the condition of people until they first start changing what is within themselves. Every single one of us, if you are in pain to what's happening in Palestine, in Syria, in Egypt, in Saudi, in Yemen, in Iran, in Iraq, in the whole of the Muslim world, and the status of oppression that's taking place, you should start first with yourself. Start first fixing yourself. Start first fixing your heart. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, listen to this. He said, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةِ إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. He said, in the human body there is a piece of flesh. If it is correct, the entire body will be correct. The entire situation of that individual will be correct. And that is the heart. If the heart is right, everything is right. That person is right. If the heart is not right, that person is not right. And if the heart is right, and this person is right, and the one next to him is right, and the one next to him is right, the ummah is right, then we achieve. Then we reach to where we want to reach. So it starts first by fixing the heart. Fixing our hearts. Islahul Qulub. That's why the ulama, find many ulama in the past and in today's time, spoke about tazkiyatun nafs. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful people are those who start to work on themselves, on their hearts. Today, like yesterday, like 10 years back, like 10 years forward, you are the same. No improvement, no tazkiyah. You did not change any of the bad manners. You're still arrogant. You're still lying. You're still doing that sinful act. You're still harsh to people. No changing at all. When are you going to change so that the ummah, the situation of the whole ummah can change? This ummah is like one body. It's like one body. Don't say, what will I do? I'm just one person. No, that one person, if you fix him, the whole ummah will be fixed. The whole situation of the ummah will be fixed. فَلَا يُؤْتَيَنَّ الْإِسْلَامُ مِنْ قِبَلِكَ. Let not the ummah be attacked because of your sin. Let not the ummah be attacked because of your situation that is very weak. Let not the ummah be attacked because of your heart that is far away from Allah. It is not a healthy heart. When you speak about healthy hearts, people sometimes go and do check-up every year. Say, let me go check my blood. Check my sugar, check my heart. Yeah, that's physically. But you need to make a checkup every day for how healthy is your heart when it comes to taqwa, when it comes to your relationship with Allah. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا أعمالكم قبل أن توزن عليكم. Judge yourself before you will be judged by Allah. Weigh yourself at the account of Allah before it will be weighed on the day of judgment. Someone might be thinking of himself to be somebody. People pointing to him. But at the account of Allah, لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ. It's not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. At the account of Allah. One day the Prophet ﷺ was sitting with the companions, and he looked at one giant person, strong person, body built, a person of reputation. And he said, what do you think of this man? So they said, this man, مِنْ أَشْرَافِ الْقَوْمِ. He's a man from the notable people, from the noble people. If he engage any girl, the family will give him. If he speak, everyone will keep quiet and listen to him. He's such a rich man, he's such a noble man, he's such a notable man. So the Prophet kept quiet. Then after a while, a simple Muslim man passed by. A thin man, a weak man passed by. Rasulullah said, what do you think of this one? He said, هَذَا رَجُلٌ مِنْ فُقَرَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He's a man from the poor, simple Muslims. No one is caring for him. No one is taking care of him. And if he engage any girl, no one will give it to him. And if he speaks, no one will even listen to him. So he said, you see this one? At the account of Allah, he is better and he fills the whole, if they fill the whole earth of that notable one, it won't be even equivalent to this simple Muslim. This simple Muslim is better than all of those people. Why is that? It doesn't matter. Your reputation, your wealth, how much do you have in the bank? It doesn't matter. What the most important thing is how you weigh at the account of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, he ordered Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu to get him a siwak. To get him a siwak. Where do you get the siwak from? From a shajara, a tree called Shajaratul Araq. Where do you get our siwak from? A tree called Al-Araq. It's in Arabia, especially in the desert. So he said, climb the tree and get for me a branch of siwak to use it. So as he was climbing the tree, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi was well knowing for his understanding of the Quran, he was from Yemen. So he got a very thin body and thin legs. As he was climbing, his legs started to appear to the companions. So he started to laugh. They saw his legs are very thin. So he started to laugh. So Rasulullah said, looked at them and said, أَتَضْحَكُونَ لِدِقَّةِ سَاقَيْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. You laughing because you've seen the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, how thin it is. وَاللَّهِ لَرِجْلُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنِ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعْدِلُ جَبَلَ أُحُدْ. He said, this thin leg of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is equivalent to Mount Uhud. It's not how much you have. It's not about your repetition. It's not about your knowledge. It's not about people pointing at you. It's about how you weigh at the account of Allah. And so it starts here at the heart. How you weigh at the account of Allah starts here at the heart, because Allah can see through. Allah can look at your heart and see. Is there grudge? Is there ill feelings? Is there hasad? You need to change that. Is there dependence upon anyone beside Allah? Is there worshipping anyone beside Allah? Or is there belief in Allah? Is there taqwa in Allah? A'malul qalbi muqaddamatun ala a'malil jawarih. They say that the actions of the heart is more important than the apparent actions. The manners of the heart more important than what we practice. You practice salah, you practice zakah, you practice hajj, etc. The actions of the heart are more rewarded by Allah and more important than the actions that we do outside. Why? Because the actions that we do externally, it needs the inside actions to be accepted by Allah. If you go make salah, but there's no ikhlas, where is the ikhlas? Is here. That salah is not acceptable at all. Gymnastic exercise.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
If you go fast, but there's no niyyah, it's useless. It all starts where? Here in the heart. Fix the inside. You need to fix the inside. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, listen to this. He said, ألا أنبئكم بأهل الجنة. Should I teach you? Who are the people of paradise? They said, who, ya Rasulullah? He said, كل مخموم القلب صدوق اللسان. The people of paradise are those people who are مخموم القلب صدوق اللسان. So the Sahaba said, Saduqul Lisan, we understand. A person who have a truthful tongue. What about Makhmumul Qalb? What do you mean by Makhmumul Qalb? He said, Makhmumul Qalb, that person who have a sound heart, that is clean from shirk, clean from hasad, envy, clean from hatred, clean from ill feelings. This heart that is pure. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. This pure heart, this is the heart that goes to Jannah, a Jannati heart. So we need to work on that first. Allah is looking inside your heart. Allah knows what you think of. Allah knows that inside the heart is rotten or healthy or whatever. That's why Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah says, Allah fi islah al-qulub, fa innahu la yanfa'u ma' fasadiha islah al-zahir. He said, fear Allah concerning fixing the inside. Because if you fix the inside and the outside is rotten, it is useless. The most important thing is to fix the inside. And for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be fixed, every single one of us need to fix the inside. إِنْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah knows in your heart there is khair, Allah will give you khair. Allah will bring the ummah again, one unity again. There is love towards one another. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. You won't be a true believer until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. أعمال القلب, actions of the heart. That's why we need to work on the tazkiyah. Work on the tazkiyah of ourselves. And speaking about some of the points that will help us to make tazkiyah to ourselves, we need to understand that the sound heart is qalbun ta'ibun ila Allah. It is a heart that is always in repentance to Allah, always blame himself, always fix himself. That's a living heart. It's a sign of a living heart. What is the sign of a living heart? If you make a mistake, your heart is trembling. That's still alive. Some other people, their hearts are dead. They do mistakes. Ah, it's okay, it's fine. They miss salah every day. Every day no Isha salah. Every day no Fajr salah. Ah, it's fine. No, but the heart is not feeling anything at all. No. No regret. No, that's a dead heart, akhi. Ask Allah to give you a heart. Pray to Allah to give you a heart. Making the sinful act for years and it didn't change. You did not repent to Allah at all. It didn't trouble you at all. What's wrong with your heart? Your heart is dead, akhi. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, repent to Allah. Pray to Allah to give you a heart. You are violent to people. You are harsh to people. You are arrogant with people. You're speaking bad to people. You need to fix that. You need to fix that, akhi. Why? Because this is the way Allah is looking into your heart. Allah can see through. Understand, ya ikhwa? Al-ithmu ma haaka fi nafsika wa khashitu an yattali'a alayhi an-nas. Isn't this what the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ithm, evil, is what troubles your heart. What if it didn't trouble my heart at all? The heart is dead. It does not trouble my heart. He does the sinful acts and nothing. No effect at all. That's a problem. The heart is infected. We need to fix that heart. So you check. The sign of a living heart, the sign of a sound heart, is that whenever there is a mistake, whenever that heart immediately return back to Allah, regret that sinful act, coming back to Allah. And when you do some good deeds, also you feel good inside your heart. Al-mu'min, tasurruhu hasanatuhu. Tasurruhu hasanatuhu. You do good deeds, I feel good, alhamdulillah. Doing good makes you feel good. That's a sign of a living heart. Your heart is still alive. You have a sound heart. Understand, ya ikhwah? The heart, a sign of a living heart, a sign of a sound heart, it is clean from dependence upon anyone except Allah. Clean from hasad, hatred, comparing yourself to others, looking down upon people. Clean from ill feelings, from grudge. This heart, clean from arrogance. This heart, a sign that this heart is a sound heart. It always returns to Allah, always fixes themselves. This heart is mutawakkil ala Allah, relying upon Allah, knowing that dunya is just a station. This whole life is just a station in a long journey. And you are here in a test. So that heart, a sign of a living heart, you know that. You understand that you are in a test. This is the heart that will work for that. Judges himself, fixes himself. You try to develop in your way from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the heart that we're talking about. Now, how to have that heart? Coming to the very important points. I'll speak in bullet points so you remember. How to have that kind of a heart? Or how to safeguard and keep that heart alive? Number one, ask Allah. Turn to Allah. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ عَجَزَ عَنِ الدُّعَاءِ. The real unable person is someone who's unable to call unto Allah to change his situation. Unable to say, Ya Rabb, I'm weak, strengthen me. Ya Allah, grant me a strong heart. That's why from the most du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that du'a, Allahumma muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O controller of hearts, keep my heart steadfast on your deen. What is that? Du'a for the heart. The Prophet met Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu anhu, a sahabi, said, Ya Shaddad ibn Aws, إِذَا اكْتَنَزَ النَّاسُ الزَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ فَاكْتَنِزْ أَنْتَ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَاتِ. If people seek to have treasure, gold and silver, I'm going to give you these words, consider it your treasure. He gave him and gave all of us, of course. He said to him, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabata fil amr wal-azimata ala al-rushd. Say, Ya Allah, I ask you for steadfastness in my matter. I ask you, Ya Allah, to give me resolve and willpower on the path of guidance. Wa as'aluka qalban saliman. Here it is. And I ask you for a sound heart. Wa lisanan dhakiran. And a tongue that remembers Allah. Wa as'aluka. وأسألك من خير ما تعلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما تعلم وأستغفرك لما تعلم إنك أنت علام الغيوب. I ask you for all the good that you know of, not all the good that I know of, not all the good that you know of, because you don't know all the good. Allah knows all the good. You're asking Allah for all the good that Allah knows of, and I seek protection in you from all the evil that you know of, not that I know of, that you know of. وأعوذ بك من شر ما تعلم وأستغفرك لما تعلم. I seek forgiveness for all what you know of me. Sometimes we forget our own sins, but the dua says, Ya Allah, I ask you to forgive what you know of me, whether I did it knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally. I ask you to forgive it. That's why this dua is one of the most comprehensive duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the most comprehensive dua. Every Muslim should learn it. أسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة على الرشد. أسألك شكر نعمتك وحسن عبادتك والرضا بقضائك. أسألك لسانا ذاكرا وقلبا شاكرا وقلبا سليما. أسألك من خير ما تعلم وأعوذ بك من شر ما تعلم وأستغفرك لما تعلم إنك أنت علام الغيوب. Such a powerful dua. You can use this dua or any other dua in your language to fix your heart. What else, يا إخوة? The Quran, يا إخوة. The Quran is very powerful in fixing the heart, especially if you understand it. It's not just about reading it. It's not just about reading the Quran. The Prophet prophesies that there will be people on the Day of Judgment, يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَا يَصِلُ تَرَاقِيهِمْ. They're reading the Quran, but it's not benefiting them at all. We want the Quran to benefit us. So to benefit us, we need to understand it. That's why we have here classes of tafsir, dars tafsir, after Maghrib, every Friday. Attend. Try to understand the kalam of Allah because it will help you. Come to the dars. You listen for 30 minutes or so. You understand something of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal that will fix your heart. The Sahaba used to sit in such majalis of Rasulullah Sallam to learn the knowledge that will benefit them. Understanding the Quran, reading and understanding the Quran. Right. What else, ikhwa, that will affect your heart? What will affect your heart? Surrounding yourself in the company of the good people. Being in the company of the Salihin, you will learn from them. They will help you to develop in your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi. You will be affected by the morale of the people around you. And you will learn from them. Seeking the knowledge itself is a way to fix your heart. Seeking the beneficial knowledge, especially at this time. Learning tazkiyah, learning akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where are you going to learn this? We have also dars of akhlaq every Monday, Maghrib to Isha. Dars of akhlaq. You can attend and learn the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make tazkiyah to yourself and develop. 30 minutes and you understand something. Every Monday, every Thursday, Friday, we have durus like that, ya ikhwa. Try to attend in our masjid, inshallah. Right? What else, ya ikhwa, that will help us, inshallah, to develop? الذكر الدائم. Keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah. لا إله إلا الله. Rasulullah says, إن القلوب لتصدأ كما يصدأ الحديد. Hearts get rusted. Hearts get rusted like how iron get rusted. وجلاؤها ذكر الله. To remove the rust is when you remember Allah. لا إله إلا الله. سبحان الله. استغفر الله. These words are very powerful because it fixes your heart. Don't miss to make dhikr. In the morning dhikr, in the evening dhikr. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah, hearts do find rest. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us these sound hearts. We ask Allah azza wa jal to grant victory to the ummah. We ask Allah to unite the ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while we are sure that's going to happen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give victory to the ummah, and that will start from Palestine. بإذنه تعالى. We ask Allah عز وجل to accept. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. والحمد لله رب العالمين.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.